keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this St. Patrick's Day edition, March 17, 2026. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy, finally healthy and back to work. Thank God. Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Andy.
You sound a lot better than you did the last couple of Tuesdays, I bet.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, the joke has been I can make it through, quote, the world's deadliest pandemic I've seen in my lifetime 6 years ago, but I can't make it through a random February.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, were you able to take advantage of Dr. Randy's prescription for some ivermectin?
It did help. Absolutely.
Oh, my God, brother. I believe in that stuff. I was told about that from a dairy farmer here in Antrim County. And he gets it by 55-gallon barrel drums. And he actually said colds, any type of things to do with your lungs, pneumonia, the flu, anything. He just puts that on the front of his lungs and on the back of his chest there over the lungs and inhales it actually right out of the bottle. Just deep breath right into the lungs. And man, within 1 or 2 days, it's gone. So I'm so glad you were able to do it because that stuff works. One thing that I hate, absolutely hate, is a winter cold that turns into, you know, the flu, losing your voice, pneumonia. Oh, man, that is not a good way to go.
It really isn't. It's not fun at all. And I'm a type 1 diabetic. So, you know, I'm predisposed to everything, right? Which is sure. Even more crazy that I never once got sick keeping my restaurant open during the pandemic, all that stuff. But yeah, here we go in a random February with the temperatures up and down. And I got to tell you, yeah, ivermectin, I mean, there's a reason why it won a Nobel Prize. I mean, exactly. It is an incredible medicine, and it was just blasted as horse dewormer and all this stuff during the pandemic. So, you know, anybody listening, I'm sure they already know after listening to you for a while, understand the importance of ivermectin.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tractor Supply, I love it. They'll even when you're sick, you can pay for it online and just pull into the parking lot. They have a sign there, call this number, and they bring the order right out to your car. You don't even have to get out of your vehicle. So greatly appreciate that. Well, now that you're back to work, what are you guys doing real quick today, St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patty's Day, we've got every year we do something with our corned beefs. We have a wonderful smoked corned beef sandwich. So we do like $2 off of that. And then we do a corned beef platter, which is just like our brisket platter, our pulled pork platter, cornbread, comes with cucumbers, onions, baked beans, our fresh coleslaw, all that. So we've got a platter, Irishman's platter is what we call that. We have Guinness on tap. And of course, we have a $2 off our Reuben today.
Love the Reubens. A good sandwich. I love that one. Hey, one thing that we're excited about, and we've got all kinds of things to talk about with you. Lots happening in Lansing, and also a lot of these projects that you've been working on with your attorney, David Delaney. A couple of people have some updates for us on that as well. So I want to share that with you and get your response to it. And basically, let's just take this a little bit easy to get you back into the interview process. 2 weeks off. It's about time we get back to work, brother.
Yeah, I don't take time off. I really don't. As a restaurant owner, you can't take much
you
time
can't
off. So
ever. Absolutely.
It's been wild. I've deleted almost 2 weeks of my life somehow. So, yeah.
There you go. All right. Good. Well, he's back in the saddle. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. More with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. A couple of text messages during the break. Officer Rick down in Livingston County says, tell Ian that Germany now has a cure for type 1 diabetes. He needs to ask his doctor about it. Evidently, they've got a cure and you can get rid of that pump and all that other garbage that you're dealing with. I got another text from Chip Sheboygan. Iron Pig's Reuben is the best on the planet. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood downstate. I know corned beef. So,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, greatly appreciate that, Chip. Thank you, sir. So anyway, while you've been gone, a lot of people have been contacting me about these various projects from around the state of Michigan. And I know your attorney, David Delaney, is involved in some of them, part of them. They wanted to know if you had any updates, because all of their cases seemed that after they hired an attorney and filed, have basically just frozen. Nothing's been happening. They haven't been scheduling for any hearings, trial dates, or anything. Wanted to know what was going on with all the stuff you guys are working together on.
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's a lot to unpack there. Really, what we're seeing, you know, from a 5,000 foot view right now is a judicial conflict, literally just between Sheboygan County and Otsego County up north here. But you're also seeing sort of a storm the castle approach by these developers. They're coming out guns blazing all around the state. Townships, counties, they're being inundated with these developments. Now, really what we're seeing is a lot of confusion. There's a lot of money spent by these developers coming in, putting on these extravagant presentations. They seem like they always have an answer to every question. The most basic question I was asked the other day by somebody facing one of these developments downstate was, is the prevailing plan still to pass the application locally, to keep it local? The answer is yes. Now, you look at Otsego County. Otsego County passed it locally, this application. We sued locally. The judge here in Otsego County said Public Act 233 has no bearing on this application. So MPSC gets pushed aside here in Otsego County. This development now seemingly seems to be going through here in Hays Township, except for Otsego County Planning Commission in 2021 amended, or essentially created, but amended their solar ordinance less than 5 months after the main property owner signed the lease with RWE, this developer here in Otsego County. The reason why I'm telling you this is because what Otsego County did, we believe, is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of Michigan's Constitution. Essentially, what they're attempting to do is spot zoning. They're shoving these developments into certain zones. Here in Otsego, they're allowing it in forestry and ag, but you'll seemingly not find it allowed in the manufacturing zone. Why would that be, Randy? Why wouldn't you want to allow development in a manufacturing zone? These are industrial solar plants.
Right.
The reason why is if you look at the zoning map, the manufacturing area is minute compared to forest and ag, which is the majority of our county now.
Sure.
So you see exactly what they're trying to do. So what we've moved to in Otsego County is now away from Public Act 233 and the Michigan Public Service Commission, because, by the way, they have five applications before them and zero have been approved by MPSC. That's another conversation. So here in Otsego County, we're going after a constitutional claim that Otsego County created basically an illegal zoning ordinance violating the Equal Protection Clause. So then we cross the border over into Sheboygan, where there is another development that has been stopped up there. The judge up there said, contrary to Public Act 233, you can have your own ordinance. Now, a county attorney in Sheboygan told that commission up there, you cannot have your own ordinance. You must have Public Act 233 and only these five standards. Now, Randy, you know there is no other business or industry in the state of Michigan that can get permitting or even get into business with only five standards. For me to put a lighted sign on Old 27, you bet your bottom dollar there's more than five standards to just put a lighted sign on a roadway. We're talking about thousands of acres, if not millions of acres, that need to be used for solar panels, and there's only five standards from the state? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
crazy. So the judge up there in Sheboygan said, you folks can actually have your own ordinance. The very next day, that commission turned around, wrote their own ordinance, and put a year moratorium on data centers, wind, solar, and battery in the entirety of Sheboygan County. So between these two counties now, we have basically two different rulings that can be used throughout the entire state. So this is what we're saying. Pass them locally, even though you don't want it. Let your planning commission pass them locally. Find a couple of constituents in that area that want to challenge that. Give us a call. We can help you file that. This is what we're working on right now is, obviously, I'm only one person. My attorney, Dave Delaney, is only one person. He can only handle so many filings. So what we're planning to do in the next 60 days is we're looking to put together an event where we can get this information out in mass to where people can understand how to fight back. Because we've done it here in Otsego, and they have for sure done it up in Sheboygan County with at least a year moratorium, if not longer, as they continue down the road, a legal battle, if you will. So that developer has already requested a leave for an appeal to the Court of Appeals up in Sheboygan. So as soon as they got that ruling that the county could get their own ordinance, they immediately ran for a leave to appeal. So you can see the cracks are already starting to form, not exactly the way we want them to, but these judges are at least giving us a chance to dig down into these further and say, hold on, MPSC should not have five standards, so we're just going to set them aside. The locals know best what they want. Lansing doesn't. Yeah. It's that simple.
And how is it that we can have two judges next door to each other, one in Otsego, one in Sheboygan, that basically contradicts each other regarding, does Public Act 233, a state statute, absolutely have jurisdiction or it doesn't? Otsego says 231 is applicable, you know, that you have to apply, abide by it. Sheboygan judge says, no, you guys can do whatever you want locally. They did it, and now the developer, of course, is taking them to the appellate court. How can you have two different opinions right next door to each other?
Yeah, and that is the problem, judicial conflict. Now, this is not the first time I've seen this. I mean, this is essentially exactly what we went through during the pandemic. You had judges all over the state saying all this stuff about the health department. You get one good judge that can flip everything on its head and start to question the rest of these. Now, the impetus of all of it is bad legislation. Whether it's the health code from 1978 or 1976, which they used during the pandemic, or whether it's a law that was written in 2023 that went into effect in 2024. This is what happens when legislators allow special interests to come in and basically write the rules that regulate the rest of us. That is the problem. I've complained about it for years, and now we're starting to see even Republicans are trying to push a nine-bill package to, in my opinion, central plan out of Lansing to combat the quote-unquote affordable housing crisis. So they're now – again, this is what bugs me about politics. On one hand, central planning is bad for solar, wind, and battery, but then you turn around and we have a quote-unquote crisis of affordable housing – so let's put central planning into Lansing so they can reduce lot sizes. They can put manufactured homes in residential areas that weren't supposed to. I cannot get past how there's not just in the judicial side, but in the legislative branch, there is now conflict. These people need to understand the locals know best for what they want. Now, I'm not a huge advocate for zoning laws, but Randy, I don't want a gas station across the street from my house in my neighborhood. Right. I don't want a solar installation across from McCoy Road where I live. I don't want those things. I want to be able to elect people locally that are going to make those decisions. So if I don't like those decisions, we can then unelect them and put people in that we believe have our best interests at heart.
Absolutely. Well, it's very interesting, and I knew there was some developments happening. Had not heard about the judge's ruling in Sheboygan. Was that Judge Gauthier, if you know, up there in Sheboygan?
I believe that it was. It was either Judge Gauthier or Judge Black, one of the two.
Right.
I should know, but...
That's okay. Because the reason I ask is one of the other municipalities downstate, and now we're finding out that even the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who's running for governor, her husband actually is connected to one of these solar projects there in Saline Township. And rumors is that evidently the commission or the lobbying fee he charged that company was $7 million. And we don't know if, in fact, that's true or not, but that's the rumors that are out there. Conflict of interest, you think?
They're all over the place. These conflicts of interest are all over the place. I mean, it happened up in Sheboygan County. There was a property owner that was is part of the commission and was set to receive benefits from this. It's happening all over the place, and that's part of the incestuous relationship that you're going to – I'm trying to bring more light to the Michigan Township Association. It's a nonprofit organization. They put out a magazine, a monthly magazine called the Township Focus.
Yeah.
And you can see in this literature that they just parrot everything from Lansing on down. All of the information that county attorneys are getting about Public Act 233, about solar, wind, and battery, when you start to see commissions downstate, I forget exactly where it was the other day, but they had 5 or 6 hours of public comment before they actually got to the application for this new development. The commission passed it unanimously after 6 hours of their constituents saying, we don't want it. How can that be? It's because they're getting information from MTA that is telling them exactly opposite of what their constituents are telling them. They're saying these things are so great. Your township or your county is going to get X amount of dollars per megawatt outputage of nameplate.
Sure.
All of these things, the money, the money, the money. That's what's happened over here in Hayes Township. The Hayes Township supervisor, Mary Saunders, she realizes that they're going to get X amount of million dollars a year. Well, holy moly, we can buy ourselves a new fire truck. We can build a new fire station. We can do this. We can do that. Yet they do not care about Chuck and Bernadette Pletcher, our lead plaintiffs in this case, that moved up here 4 years ago, essentially to retire, over on the west side of Otsego County. Beautiful, beautiful part of the county over there. They have now had their trees torn down within